Well, good evening, and welcome to tonight's meeting of the Daughters of the American Revolution, where our motto is...
We are still revolting.
Now, tonight's lecture is on the breakup of the former Yugoslavia.
Which is not to be confused, Gertie, with the breakup of the former Czechoslovakia, which was really nasty.
Because as you know and I know, everyone hates it when you ask for... Separate checks. Thank you for your encouragement. So for tonight's lecture, please welcome that professor of all things hysterical,
Dr. Slobby Dam, son of a bitch. Oh, Professor, we're delighted to have you here this
evening. Thank you very much.
And he brought his visual aids. Isn't that great? Now, may I begin by just asking a couple of questions, Professor?
Go right ahead.
Now, about that nasty Serb war, that Balkan war, that Far war. Mr. Clinton says that it's our war. Tell me, who's involved in the war?
Well, Serbia connected to the Bosnia. Bosnia protected by Croatia. Double checks insist they got the checks beat. In Turkey, all the white meat hates the dark meat. The Fourth Reich would like a little extra land. Armenia hates their Minian. Dracula's chasing after Frankenstein. That's who's involved in the war.
This war, this war, this Serb war, this Balkan war, this Far war. It's another Vietnam-style. Oh, but tell me, what's the cause of the war?
Well, you know, in my country of Yugo-crazia, all is related. Much like Mr. Bill Clinton's travel staff. No, seriously. It all started many hundreds and hundreds of years ago when a very, very bad thing happened. Listen, I tell you. A Serb bought 5 sheep at a medieval store. Express line had a limit of 4. Muslim said that's too many sheep. Serb called Muslim a hairy creep. Muslim swung but he hit Croat. Croat swung back and he knocked Serb flat. Serb said, Croat, because of what you done, my great grandkids will start World War I. Croat said, beware, World War II, my great great grandkids will do you. Serb said, I bet my family tree killing both of yours in 1993, and that's what started the war.
Thank you, Professor.